Brahms on the bill. 1 o'clock tomorrow lunchtime here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. John Shea taking us through the night tonight, starting with the overture to Wagner's Flying Dutchman at 1 o'clock. Right now, though, it's 11:15 and it's time for Late Junction, presented by Max Reinhardt.
Trick of the light,
turn off the tide. Rift in a valley, full moon in July. Red summer sun, morning, the cold April sky. That lonely October, so cruel to deny.
Welcome to October, and welcome to Late Junction, and this season of mists and mellow fruitfulness. I'm Max Reinhardt, and like the song said, choose to ignore this month if you wish. But that was October from Tung. As you could hear, they're now wisely featuring their refreshingly unpretentious chanteuse Becky Jacobs more than ever. And once again, they're putting all their songs through their wonky electronica blender. If you're hankering after something more organic, here's a tune from the rich and hearty brew that is The Rough Guide to the Music of Afghanistan. This is apparently one of the most popular songs in the country. It's by Farida Marwash, who became a huge star on Radio Afghanistan in the 1970s, but who has had to pursue her career from the United States since 1991. Mola Mama Jan. Babies on the Sun by Sparkle Horse. The infinitely fragile music of Mark Linkous that is most surreal. It's quite possible that his music will reach a far wider audience since his sad death earlier this year, which is some kind of comfort for the rest of us, I guess. Here's an artist whose music has certainly continued to grow in stature over the 17 years since his death, Sun Ra. So much so that he's no longer seen as some kind of outsider eccentric, but as one of the key pioneers of 20th century jazz and godfather of the Chicago avant-garde school. This is from the Nubians of Plutonia, which he recorded in the late 50s and originally released in the mid-60s in a blank sleeve with the title Lady with the Stockings. Are you with me so far? Well, another of his obsessions was African percussion, and on this track it neatly dovetails with his doo-wop background, Africa.
Thank you.
Ave Verum Corpus, a motet from Volume 1 of Peter Philip's Cantiones Sacrae. Hail, true body, born of the Virgin Mary. As you can hear, unlike his contemporaries Bird and Dowland, Phillips was a Roman Catholic, and like the Afghan singer Mawash we heard earlier, was forced into exile because of his beliefs. Long may we live in a tolerant country. Amen to that, say nearly all of us, I would think, especially Folk Against Fascism, a freedom-loving assembly of the UK's leading folk and roots artists who have donated tracks to an album called, yes, Folk Against Fascism, Volume 1. From it, here's Spitfires by Chris Wood, a meditation on that epic fight for our freedoms, which is currently celebrating its 70th anniversary.
Sometimes in our Kentish summer we still see spitfires in the sky. It's the sound. We run outside to catch a glimpse as they go growling by. It's the sound. There goes another England. Sacrifice and daring do, and a victory roll or two. From the drawing board to the hand of the factory girl upon the lathe, it's the sound. Ordinary men and women with an ordinary part to play. Cause theirs was a gritty England, workers' playtime got them through, and an oily rag. But sometimes I hear the story told in a voice that's not my own. It's the sound. It's a land of hope and glory, voice an Anglo-Klaxon overblown. It's the sound. Because theirs is another England. Hides behind the red, the white and the blue. Rule Britannia, no thank you. Because when I hear them Merlin engines in the white days of July, they sing the song of how they hung a little fascist out to dry. Thank you.
an extract from Karlheinz Stockhausen's Mantra for Two Pianists, bars 151 to 188, which have become known in Stockhausen circles as the gamelan-like section. Performed there by Xenia Pestova and Pascal Meyer on piano and Jan Panis on electronics. Before that, Dakan, a tribute to the late great Cuban conguero Miguel Anga Diaz, featuring La Sandia Barte on balafon and Baseco Cuyate on bass and goni. It's from the new CD Afro-Cubism, of which more later. You're listening to Late Junction, and full details of all the music that I'm playing tonight can be found on the Radio 3 web pages. Tomorrow night, Tony Allen's UK tour checks into the Barbican in London. Tony was Fela Kuti's rhythmic architect, the co-creator of Afrobeat, and he will be celebrating his 70th birthday and Nigeria's 50 years of independence in stellar company, which will include Fela's son, Seyun Kuti, and Finnish multi-instrumentalist Jimmy Tenor. This is Jimmy and Tony at work. P-funk, Afrobeat, jazz, it's all there, against the wall.
Dance hall style with you, baby.
I got my tightest pants on.
hall. I wanna do your dance hall. Stop with you, baby. I got my tight pants on.
Before I turn you around, let me look in your eyes. Trees, now reach for the sky. You say every man's got the mind made up. Yeah,
every man's got the mind made up.
Well, I'm a man who's got the mind made up.
Sometimes you had your mind made up.
You're my tightest spark, I'm gonna sock it to you. Love is rock,
rock it old school, yo.
Young man, I know your face. It's nothing in your favor. It's another world within these walls, and we'll give you a flavor. For your best young years, you'll be doing time. You'll be doing time to fit your crime.
Well, this hip is my cell, and I'll call it home. For 10 long years, what you think about that? I'll give you a tour and show you around, but there's not enough room to swing a cat.
For your best young years, you'll be doing time. You'll be doing time to fit your crime. Well, the very first rule you learn in jail is to keep your mouth and your eyes shut too. For a grass is the one they all hate most, and you better make sure that it isn't you.
Some days I think of the world outside and the things I miss from the big and small. And there's blood on me fist and a few choice words and a couple of red marks on the wall.
For your best young years, you'll be doing time. You'll be doing time to fit your crime. And the very next thing that I would say is to keep away from the heavy stuff. Well, it all gets in and it cuts you down, and it doesn't give a bugger if you're weak or tough.
Well, I read their books and I learnt the laws of the treadmill wheel and the woeful ways when they pace like rats to grind the corn. And Sundays were starvation days.
For your best young years, you'll be doing time. You'll be doing time to fit your crime.
10 long years are over and past. I'll say goodbye to me bucket of slops, and I'll stay as clean as a brand new coin, and I'll keep away from the betting shops.
For your best young days, you'll be doing time. You'll be doing time to fit your crime. For your best young days, you'll be doing time. You'll be doing time to fit your crime.
Well, I won't do drugs, and I won't do time. And I won't do time again.
Your crimes for your best young drugs.
Won't do time.
Won't do time again. Your crimes for your best young drugs. You'll be doing time. You'll be doing time again. Your crimes for your best young.
Thank you.
Radiance Reflected by the Green Kingdom. That's electronica wizard Mike Cotone's project, and it certainly makes the lengthening shadows of autumn and thoughts of flickering firelight to come seem like a beguiling prospect. Before that, the rather less beguiling prospect of Doing Time to Fit Your Crime, sung by John Tams, Barry Coop, Jim Boyes and Lester Simpson. An a cappella cameo from Street Cries, an album filled with dark traditional songs, reset in the present day by Ashley Hutchings. Here's some rather less informative notes, this time for the traveller, from Slim Gaillard and his Boogarinas, inspired, I do believe, by something other than a visit to the travel guide shelves of his local bookstore, Travelin' Blues.
But I think I'm more cut on out of this town, 'cause it's really bringing me down. Everything is all right here, but I don't know. I think I'll cut along South Parkway and see what Rudy. I guess I better take the bus on downtown and grab the train and cut out, since I have my ticket. It's really a drag. Well, the train is pretty crowded, but it's still rolling real mellow. Next stop is Detroit. I think I'll get off there. Detroit looks very mellow, very mellow. I think I'll jump on up on Adams Street and see what the cat's doing on with St. Antoine. Bolivian somewhere. I believe I want to go to Cleveland. Yeah, I'm gonna cut on out to Cleveland now. Had the traveling blues. I go out on Cedar Street there. Cedar's jumping. I think I better take me another train and cut on out of here and jump on into. I don't know, I think I'll stop in Toledo. Everything is all right here, I think I'll stay here a while. Root.
Thank you. Thank you.
That old classic Guantanamera from Afrocubism, an album on which Cuban veteran Aliades Ochoa and his Grupo Patria is joined in the studio by a glittering array of stellar Malian musicians, including Baseku Kuyate, Jelimadi Tunkara, Tumani Diabate and Kasamadi Diabate. According to the press notes, it's a realisation of the greatest world music album that was never made. Really? But that is a delicious can of eels in aspic to open. Fela Kuti and Bob Marley live from Harare might be my candidate, and it would be interesting to hear your choices. You can email us on late.junction@bbc.co.uk or make your views known on the World Music Message Board on the Radio 3 webpages. Before Guantanamera, you heard Haydn's setting of She Never Told Her Love, Viola's speech from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, sung by Stephanie Dustrack with Aline Zilberash at the pianoforte. And now some fruit from the slender young tree that is Francisco Lopez's sonic art project, Birmingham Sound Matter. Martin Clark's piece, Sleep, Birmingham, Sleep.
Thank you.
Martin Clark's Sleep Birmingham Sleep, which was featured in the Sonic Art Programme at the Dragonfly Festival in Sweden this summer. Here's a different kind of sound assemblage from a duo discovered in a Brooklyn club 3 years ago by Robert Lloyd of the Nightingales, once a John Peel fave. Christy learned to play guitar from a Metallica Ride the Lightning guitar tutor, and Emily is a classically trained pianist who has studied at the Oberlin Conservatory and Columbia University. Here they are with Firefly. I feel your glow. I feel your light. I am the net. You are the firefly. Thank you. ex-Audi, performing descriptive jottings of London, Michael Finnessy's setting of the William McGonagall poem, with Howard Skempton on accordion, and Michael Finnessy himself on piano. Further glimpses of London later tonight. In a moment, an instrumental version of a traditional anti-slavery song from before the American Civil War, Stole and Sold from Africa, on which Martin Simpson's slide guitar sings a melody. But first, a further celebration of the dual anniversary of Tony Allen's 70th birthday and 50 years of Nigerian independence. With Fela on trumpet and vocals and Tony on kit drums, this is from the late 60s, when Afrobeat and rebellion lay far ahead, and the band was called Fela Ransom Kuti and his Kula Lobitos, Waka Waka.
Thank you.
no moon at all, but nevertheless a dazzling display of musical luminescence from Keith Jarrett and Charlie Hayden, from an album that already sounds like a classic, though it's scarcely 6 months old, Jasmine. Don't forget, by the way, that you can listen again to this programme over the next 7 days via the Radio 3 web pages. And so to Baroque. Gemma Bertagnoli and Sara Mingardo with the Concerto Italiano, directed by Rinaldo Alessandrini, perform Quando Corpus Morietur, When My Body Dies, from Pergolesi's Stabat Mater.
Thank you.
Well, how could you have a peaceful night's sleep without that? Ilaosho, or Peace Be With You, by Almaz Getachew. I'm Max Reinhardt, and this is where I draw the curtains on Lake Junction for tonight. More tomorrow, but I'll leave you now with Ian Dury and a dog-eared copy of the London A to Z in the form of his bus driver's prayer. Never mind the synth, enjoy the pun. But first, Susumu Yokoto with Your Twinkling Eyes. Good night.
Our Father, who art in Hendon, hallowed be thy name. Thy Kingston come, thy Wimbledon, in Erith as it is in Hendon. Give us this day our Berkhamsted, and forgive us our Westminsters, as we forgive those who Westminster against us. Lead us not into Temple Station, but deliver us from Ealing. For thine is the Kingston, the Purley and the Crawley, for Ivor and Ivor, crouching.
Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Hello, I'm John Shea. And to start this part of the programme, a concert we've put together from some recent recordings by the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra. Our own Stephen Huff is the soloist in Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto in about 10 minutes, and Rimsky-Korsakov's symphonic suite Scheherazade follows that in 3/4 of an hour. The Norwegian waters of North and South Utsira are where the Flying Dutchman of legend comes ashore to seek redemption from a mysterious curse. The notion of an unfulfilled protagonist seeking redemption from a woman certainly struck a chord with the 28-year-old Richard Wagner. This is the suitably stormy way that his operatic version of the story begins.
Thank you.
The Flying Dutchman was a subject Wagner had already been considering for some time when a spectacularly stormy voyage from the Baltic into the North Sea in 1839 brought it all too vividly to life. Andrew Litton conducted the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra in the prelude to Wagner's opera there. They're joined now by Stephen Huff for one of the most popular piano concertos in the repertoire, number one in B-flat minor by Tchaikovsky.
Thank you. Thank you.